Mark Wise, analyst for the Gator Radio Network and for ESPN Television as well. Mark, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate you being on today.
Well, thanks, Chris, for having me. And I must tell you, when the music came on, I am a huge, huge Motown guy. And you must go see Motown the Musical. You'll love it.
I need to do it. I missed the opportunity when I was in New York last year. I've told this story before, Mark. The coolest thing I have ever done. I've been privileged enough. I haven't done a national championship game in basketball like you have, but I've done one in football as a sideline guy. I've done NCAA tournament games. I've called games at the Garden. But the coolest thing I've ever done in my life was I got to sing My Girl on stage with the Temptations.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I was awful, but I got to do it. It's kind of like Notre Dame in that national championship game a few years ago against Alabama. They were awful, but they got to be there. That was me singing with
my
Tim's.
My bucket list item is I want to introduce Earth, Wind, and Fire one time.
Oh, man.
So if anybody, any of your listeners can get that done, they're on tour later this summer with Chicago. They've done this before. I've seen this show three or four times. So you don't even want to know what a groupie I am of Earth, Wind, and Fire. So if you can make that happen, I would owe you in a big-time way.
You and I, you know, I've always liked you, but you and I really need to hang out more. I think we've established that now.
What NCAA tournament?
let me go back a little bit. We're going to get there, but I want to go another route. You and I both, you've known Anthony Grant much longer than I have, but I had the privilege of working with him for the last 6 years. Have extremely high regard for him. I know you do as well. But why do you think it did not work for him at Alabama?
Well, I think two things. I think you cannot have the exodus of players that he has had over the last three or four years. Some of it his doing, some of it not his doing. But you can't have that kind of talent leave and not be affected from a competitive disadvantage point of view. And then I think Anthony, in some ways, because of that, got a little conservative on the offensive end. If you watched Alabama play the last couple of years, they in no way resembled his teams at VCU.
Yeah.
So I think he got a little conservative, and as a result, you know, the margin of error gets much smaller when you're less talented and you play at a slower pace. And was it 2 years ago, I think, they had the great schedule, but they didn't win any of them? Well, Florida just went through the same thing this year. And if you don't have something to fall back on, you know, Billy Donovan's got much better job security, national championships to fall back on. I get it. But if you don't have that, then it kind of puts you out there on a thin limb.
Mark Wise joining us from the Gator Radio Network and from ESPN. Alabama now looking for its Anthony's replacement. And
I thought you were going to tell me they had hired today.
As we speak, it's my understanding that Bill Battle is trying to do just that. So are you surprised that they've at least gotten in the door to talk to him?
Maybe a little bit. But, I mean, realistically, at Wichita State, I mean, I guess you could turn Wichita State into Gonzaga. But at the end of the day, where does that get you? I mean, Mark Few, how many years has he been at Gonzaga, and he's gotten to the Elite Eight for the first time? You just have so many disadvantages come NCAA tournament time in terms of advancing. So if he can be content being the big fish in the small pond, if he can be content with, you know, success every once in a while in the NCAA tournament, I think BCU is going through the same thing, Chris. I mean, you're just not going to, over a long haul, in my opinion, succeed at the NCAA tournament level from those places.
Mark, what's your opinion of the Alabama job? Because it's taken a hit and from a lot of people nationally, going, how in the world would Greg Marshall even consider Alabama? This was before the Texas job came open. What's your take on the job as an outsider who has been here, who has seen the job for quite a long time? I'm interested in your opinion of it.
I think it's probably middle of the road in the SEC. I think it's better than some. I don't think it's in the upper echelon. I've said this for a long time, that the Southeastern Conference cities do not have fan bases don't have population to support a big fan base in basketball. It's one thing when you can drive in from an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours every Saturday for a football game, but people just aren't going to do that from a midweek perspective. I'm not a big fan of the Coliseum. I think it's too big. Therefore, they're never filling it up except when the Big Blue Nation comes to town for the most part, or Auburn comes to town. And you can't tell me in some way, shape, or form, Chris, that the Bruce Pearl dots are not connected here. I think when Bruce Pearl took over the Tennessee job, I don't think he made any bones about it, and I think publicly it became very clear that he set his sights on Kentucky and Florida. Those are the programs that he wanted to beat. Those are the programs he wanted to catch in terms of who's on that ladder. And I'm positive that Bruce Pearl's first focus in taking the Auburn job was to set his sights on Alabama. I don't think that's helped the Alabama job any. Now, can Alabama respond to that? That's the million-dollar question. Greg Marshall, Shaka Smart, the usual suspects. You know, if you can get one of those and make that kind of equal splash hire, then maybe you can get back on equal footing.
Mark Wise, our guest from the Gator Radio Network and ESPN Television. All right, how different is the Alabama job as you see it now from what Billy Donovan inherited 20 years ago?
That's a great question, and probably the answer to that question is it's not so much about the job as it is about the person, because this was not a very good job either. They had had pockets of success, but nothing sustained, and they took a chance on a young assistant coach. I do think this. I think the Alabama job, Chris, I think whoever the hire is, I think personality will play a big part, a coach's personality. I think you need a somewhat gregarious personality, outgoing. Anthony Grant is a wonderful human being. He's introverted, very thoughtful, and part of the reason why he's been so successful, I think, is that he knows who he is. But I think what Alabama probably needs now is a personality and a style of play. And so whether that's a pressing style of play or a play angry or a Tom Izzo clone in terms of physicality, I think they need to wrap their arms around one particular style of play.
What does Tennessee do?
Wow, that's a great question. DePaul just hired Dave Leto again.
Wow, I saw that.
For the second go-around, and Tennessee maybe go back Don DeVoe. Come on now. I mean, is that the direction you want to go? Really?
Surely I didn't hear that right.
Tennessee is, I think the Tennessee job has gone from upper echelon in the league to lower echelon in a very short period of time. So I think they've got a longer hill to climb, in my opinion, than what Alabama has to do. Where do they go? I mean, again, it's the usual suspects. Unless there's somebody out there that would be kind of a under the radar, I'm talking about, could Tennessee go to Mark Few right now and go, look, you've reached the Elite Eight. Have you done all you can do at Gonzaga? Would you be willing to listen? So if there's somebody out there like that, then I think you pursue it. But I outside the usual Steve Prohm, Shaka Smart, Greg Marshall, I just don't know where you go right now.
We've got Wisconsin. We've got Kentucky. We got Duke, we got Michigan State. We've got a who's who program and coaches Final Four right now. It's been Kentucky all the way. Are you in that camp, or do you think it's going to come from somewhere else?
Well, I've put this on broadcast that I think there's a formula to beat Kentucky. Notre Dame did two of the three the other day. I think you have to establish the three-point line, which means you have to shoot a certain amount in order to make a certain amount. Notre Dame kind of established the perimeter without really shooting a whole lot, so they were able to get second-chance points. here's my three-prong answer to that. One is you've got to have a three-point presence. Two, you've got to win second-chance points. Oddly enough, Kentucky's a very average defensive rebounding team. And thirdly, you've got to keep them off the free throw line. If you want to go back earlier in the year, Ole Miss did the first two. They made threes, and they did the second one with second chance points. They did not keep Kentucky off the free throw line. They went there like 35 times. Texas A&M did the back two. Notre Dame the other day, as well as they played, and they played great. There's no question about that. And how I think it also, we lose sight of this, I think, Chris. Even though we know how good Kentucky is and how talented they is that they are, how well did they have to play the last 10 minutes in order to win that game? How well did Wisconsin have to play in the second half in order to win that game? You know, Sean Miller is 0-4 now in Elite Eight. His team the other day shot 56%, and they were 28 of 30 at the free throw line. That's recipe for success in about 95% of your game. And yet they're not able to win because Wisconsin makes 10 three balls in the second half, and Decker was just stupid good. I mean, just stupid good in terms of step back three and between the leg three and crossover or off the bounce three and rainbow threes. And, you know, when those go in, you're destined not to advance. So I think one of the things that gets lost in the Kentucky game the other day is how well they had to play and that they did down the stretch.
Mark, great stuff. Love having a chance to talk to you. I really appreciate your time and hope we can do this again soon.
No problem. Call me from Indianapolis, man. I'm doing tune-in stuff next week. I'll be in Indianapolis on Thursday, so I'm looking forward to a great Final Four.
I will definitely be in touch. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Chris.
Appreciate
thank
it so
you.
Much.